Recent incidents in Flint, Michigan, and Hoosick Falls, New York, have brought to light the problems with many municipal water systems. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Richard Anderson, senior advisor to the U.S. Conference of Mayors Water Council, about the state of the country's water infrastructure.
How is water delivered from the source to our faucet? Long journey, isn't it?
It depends where you are. Your water source may be right under you, right next to you, or it could be 500 to 1,000 miles away. And pipes have been the conveyance of choice for over 100 years. For drinking water, there may be 2 or more million linear miles of pipe underground. If you add in the sewer plants and the stormwater, that's another 2 million. So altogether, we have about 4 million miles of pipe. These pipes, while there may be some 100 years old, most of them are being changed out over time.
Are those the things that are aging out in some communities, and is that what's giving us the big challenges?
That's right, for some communities. For others, it's not just the pipes, it's the plants, the processing, the treatment systems. And, of course, a lot of those were built 30 and 50 years ago, and they need to be upgraded.
I'm curious about what we're adding to the water, and does it vary on region and geography?
Water treatment itself is a science. And we normally have water chemists who look at the water at the source and then the water coming through the pipes and then coming to the treatment plant and then the water in the pipe going to the homes. Now, of course, we're going to find sometimes when there are organics will be found at a tap. Also, like in Flint, you can find metals such as lead.
I've had personal experience. I lived in an older city home with a pipe coming into the house, had been replaced, but it had been soldered with lead, and so lead was entering the system. And, you know, you may have sound pipes, but the connections may be the thing causing the problem. What do you do in a case like that?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. That problem in the house also extends to the schools and the hospitals. Is the older plumbing may have lead lining. It may have lead joints. We look at Flint, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors was one of the first organizations to get involved with Mayor of Flint to try to help change out those pipes. In large part, the homeowner is responsible for the lead pipe from the city system into the home.
If we do a water test, and if things that don't belong shows up, how would we know whether it came from our basement pipe or it was the water coming into the house from the municipality?
Well, you don't unless you test it at several places. And every modern system that is regulated and is permitted by states and EPA, they have a tap sampling program. They don't test every tap, but a consumer can do that themselves.
That was Richard Anderson, advisor to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. You can hear more of this interview on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.